Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
I don't know if you had a chance to see what Governor Josh Shapiro had to say about Kamala Harris. Some people were quite freaked out about this.
I did see this.
Yeah, he seemed to really bristle when asked questions about what was alleged to have been said when he was on the list of people that might run with Kamala Harris last year for president. The 52-year-old Josh Shapiro had strong words. This was in a recent Atlantic profile. So Harris had a memoir, 107 Days. Where she talked about her, 107 days running for office. And, in it, she had made some accusations about Shapiro's apparent desire, quote, to be in the room for every decision, end quote, to his alleged hijacking of their conversation when she interviewed him to be a possible running mate. She also said he was fixated on the official vice president's residence, allegedly asking about the number of bedrooms and measuring the drapes. Now, Tim Alberta is the writer for Atlantic, and in it, he said, God, he moved between outrage and exasperation as I relayed the excerpt. So he, had this large profile and talked to him specifically about this. Responding to a claim from Harris that he had prematurely asked about how he could borrow Smithsonian artwork for a VP residence. Shapiro then asked Tim Alberta, the writer, she wrote that in her book? That's complete and utter bull blank, he said. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that her accounts are just blatant lies. Now, Alberta did say that in this, that he had read the book that Kamala Harris wrote and talked to people from both camps, the Harris camp and the Shapiro camp. He also, I guess, said she was doing it to cover her ass. So there have been a lot of people who said, was he a bit harsh? Was that the right response, saying that they were blatant lies? According to Tim Alberta, he was told that Shapiro had arrived in what was called an edgy mood to his running mate interview with Harris. So looking back on that, talking to both camps, he says he was a bit edgy when he was there. And that the governor proceeded to interview her rather than the other way around. Now, again, this is, what someone says. When asked if he felt betrayed about what was depicted in the memoir, he said, I mean, she's trying to sell books and cover her ass. Because I shouldn't say cover her blank. I think that's not appropriate. He did add, she's trying to sell books, period.
Like, we don't know him personally. We've had him on the show a few times. And I always tell people, I go, you can dislike his policies. He's a pretty easy to talk to guy. When all this first started coming out a while back, I thought that doesn't seem right. But maybe he's different behind the scenes. Now, the more I hear about this and his response to it, my honest thought was, if anything, she may have felt like he may have become the candidate they wanted. If he was the vice president, I think a lot of people in America would have been like, I wish he was the on top of the ticket.
I think it's disrespectful if he did turn it around as an interview of her, because my question would be, would he have done it if it were a man? I don't know. Secondly, I would say you should know what's in the book about you when you're going to sit down with someone, and you should have an understanding of how you will respond. I don't think how he responded sheds a favorable light on him. Do I think it's career ending? Absolutely not. But I'm saying he should have known, and he should have been prepared for those answers. And I don't think that makes him look very good.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.